from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
How's Kansas City? Have you tried the barbecue? Hey, man. What's new in the clubhouse? The bullpen and the lineup, too. Hey, man, how was the road trip? Bob and Josh want to know. Hey, man, what do you think of Slugger and AM radio? Hey, man, is it true you're a deadhead, too? Hey, man.
Control, the Royals manager drops by each and every week, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC based and female owned. Century Roofing at centuryroofingkc.com.
All right, let's start with the good from last night. I mean, the good from the season. This Seth Lugo cat, man, this guy knows how to pitch. Do you know right now he has the highest winning percentage of any Royals pitcher in a season in the history of the franchise?
I did not know that, but it's not surprising with how good he's been. It's not just the wins and losses, but, you know, the ERA, the giving us tons of innings, all of that stuff, everything you could have hoped for and more from him has been incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's been absolutely fantastic for you guys. And somebody had asked on the text line, and I'll just relay the question to you. He's coming up fairly close, I think, to the his career amount of innings in a season. Is he on a pitch count to make sure that you can have him go the entire year?
Not specifically. You know, we're in that same boat with Reagan's for sure. I think he's almost already there. You know, it's something we were aware of coming into the season that, you know, where they were going to possibly go above their innings limit. It's not that they're going to go above it. It's just how far above are we comfortable with. But in Seth's case, he's so efficient. We're trying to find ways other than just innings, whether it's pitches or, you know, trying to evaluate a little bit more of the stressful innings versus the less stressful ones, because he can go through some innings with 7, 8, 10 pitches, and you know it's hard work, but it's not the same as when he puts up a 30 pitch inning. So we're trying to quantify those, really communicate well with him, and just do the best we can. But you know, we knew going into the year that this was going to be an issue, hopefully, with all of these guys.
So what do you do? Like, how do you handle that? If you get close to that innings limit, you guys are in this thing, you're fighting for a playoff spot. Like, everybody knows about Strasburg that year, and they just shut him down, you know, in Washington. How do you guys feel like you're going to handle this moving forward?
Well, I don't think there's any one way to do it, but our plan is definitely not to just shut anybody down. I mean, we've worked really hard, as have the players, throughout the offseason to condition themselves to be ready for this kind of thing. And there's constant back and forth between the medical team, the training staff, the strength and conditioning, the pitching guys. You know, and whenever we can, we've gotten them an extra day, so they pitch on 5 days rest instead of four. Hopefully that has something to do with it. But, you know, there's nothing set in stone that because you reached your career high in innings that something's going to go wrong. Now, it's a possibility anytime somebody throws a ball. But in this case, in Lugo's case specifically, he knows himself so well. He's built up, you know, he's at a career high, but a year-over-year increase that we're somewhat comfortable with. You know, and I, quite frankly, it's a good problem to have. He's been working to get into this position to be a starter for a long time, and I think he's conditioned himself well to do it and absorb this workload.
Skip, I used to play a lot more video games when I was younger, and I probably stopped playing a little bit because the controllers got too many buttons on them. When they just had the two buttons and the old Nintendo one, that the two buttons and the directional thing, that was kind of my wheelhouse. I feel like Seth Lugo with the PitchCom is like me with a video game controller. Did they have to like add extra buttons for him?
You know what? I've actually never tried to use the thing, but it's very interesting to me that they know it so quickly because it is such a nondescript thing. It's just black buttons on a black rubber, you know, casing. So they obviously have to know what they're after. And I don't know sometimes if they might not get it right away or the catcher gets a different one, different signal, but they can hit the buttons really quickly to figure out what they want. He does seem to know right away. I mean, he works at a pace that's probably as quick as anyone in the game. If, you know, and to, when he do have as many pitches as he has, you know, he's calling pitch and location, and he does it as well as anybody I've seen.
Talk with Matty Q here on 610 Sports Radio. Royals today against the Marlins to close out this series. And last night seemed like one of those games that like just got away. Defense failed. The bullpen didn't necessarily shut things down. He didn't score offensively. How do you get back to getting all those little details working in the right direction?
Well, I really believe in this. The thing, the best thing about that game last night is it's over, and the next best thing is it's a day game today, so we don't have to wait very long to come back and make it better, you know. And we got a chance to swing the bats better today. You know, the play that you're talking about was a really difficult play that if we have a chance, we'll make that play again. But you know, it's tough to shut a team out. You know, and the guys threw the ball well. And sometimes, you know, when you're not winning as many games as you want, it's one of those things where it seems like the end of the world, but you're in a spot where one at-bat, one ground ball, one pitch made, you know, changes the whole complexion. And that's what I think our guys have to realize, and they do. It's that you're not a mile away. You're just one pitch away from winning that game or one play away. And that's where our mindset is that you just got to take care of one pitch at a time, one play at a time, and just keep pushing forward. And that's what this team's been so good at, is turning the page.
You know, when the bats are kind of struggling the way that they have been recently, do you guys think of like sacrificing a live chicken or anything like that to kind of like lighten the mood up a little bit? Is there anything weird that, you know, you do as a team or you've seen done as a team to try to get the bats going?
I've seen all kinds of things done, not just for bats, but, you know, you get into the middle of the season and there's a reason they call them the dog days. And I've seen things done where you bring in, you know, I mean, when I was with Tampa and Joe Maddon was the manager, he would have mariachi bands, they'd have Papa Shot, they'd have all kinds of stuff come in, you know, like just to mix it up, or you don't take BP one day, whatever it is. And there is no one prescription that works, but our guys come in with a good attitude every day and just keep plugging away.
You know, we had the high pants, low pants, remember earlier,
yeah,
in the year, right? So
yeah,
maybe if you went high pants, you got to go back to low pants, something
like that,
yeah,
right?
It's worth changing, right?
Well, I've always said if the laundry is the reason we win or lose, we have bigger problems.
Well, there is that. So Joe Maddon, friend of the show, by the way, we name drop every once in a while around here. When he was managing the Angels, came on with us, and he had one rule. We're not talking baseball. And so we said, fine, we have no problem with that, right? And so Joe came on the show. We talked about his foundation and all the other kind of stuff. What was it like working for a guy like Joe Maddon? Because it feels like he's different than most baseball people. Like, he wants to get his work done and get the hell out and go do other things in life. Like, that's kind of how I got the room read on Joe Maddon.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't let that fool you that he's, you know, by no means like unprepared or whatever.
This
incredibly prepared. I was never on his major league staff. I was a minor league coordinator around him. He was extremely gracious to me, helpful to me. You know, the thing about Joe is he really believes that he loves the sport. He loves the education of the sport. He was a lifer, a minor league player, a scout, a minor league coach, big league coach, all those things. And I think what really epitomizes who Joe is that he enjoys everything he does, whether it's, you know, managing a major league team in a World Series or scouting at a high school game in the middle of nowhere. Like, he loves every part of it, and he loves life. So he's going to embrace whatever that day brings, and that's the attitude he brought to his team.
Got a newbie. I love major league debuts. I love when you see these happen. He's got a cool story of, you know, him and a sibling that have come up in the same year, which is really cool. But CJ Alexander, what did he do to get a shot?
Well, he swung the bat. I mean, you look at his production in AAA, it's been incredible, you know, and he's really improved a lot defensively, you know, asking him to play third a lot more this year than last year. But he's worked in the outfield as well. But above all, I mean, he's really put up good numbers offensively and made a lot of better swing decisions. You know, he's just been progressing like you'd like to see a minor league player progress.
You know, last night was the first time I think this year we've seen the anger from the fans, people wanting to fight Vance Wilson, people wanting everybody fired yesterday. And I take a step back and I go, God, it's June. But I also go, there's that passion that Kansas City fans have been waiting for the last couple of years. You're getting that passion out of the fans now, Q. I mean, that has to be a pretty good feeling. Even if you're losing, you know, this city's here living and dying on every pitch right now.
Absolutely. I mean, fans, you know, that's what we've always talked about. It's short for fanatics, right? So you are going to live and die with every game and every pitch. And, I mean, that's what we do day in and day out. And I think they have an appreciation for that. I think they know how hard these guys play and how hard they work. And, you know, we know how hard they work to pay to come to the...
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
These games, and it's a two-way street. I mean, we have a great appreciation for the fans here, and I know I've mentioned to you guys as a visiting coach, seeing the 14, 15, even into 16, the crowds that were here some of the nights that we were here when I was with Cleveland, it's a lot of fun. And, you know, that's what, you know, it's discouraging when you lose a game, but the next day we come at it with an inspired attitude, a passion to go after it and try to win, because that's all you can do in this game is try to win today. You can talk about a month, you can talk about a playoff race, but those all boil down to one game, and they boil down to one pitch, one at-bat at a time.
I mean, and that's the beauty, Q, of baseball, too, right? You lose last night, everybody's livid, everybody's ticked. You go out there and win today, World Series or bust, baby. Let's do this, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the beauty of baseball is that it is every day, and you kind of – there is going to be that emotional roller coaster, and we as players and staff have to do the best we can to stay off of the highs and lows, because we know they're coming. It's just a matter of dealing with them and putting them behind you.
All right, baseball card game time. You ready?
Yep.
All right, 87 tops. Gentleman by the name of John Cangelosi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
They called him the Candy Man.
Yeah.
Pirates.
No.
Oh, I thought so, too.
White Sox. You were thinking of John Candelaria, the other Candy Man that was
okay.
A pirate. Yes.
Oh. So we might have thrown him.
Yeah, they have thrown him off.
I thought that was right, too, Skip.
92 tops, Mark Guthrie.
Twins.
Yeah, you nailed that one. Yeah. All right, finally.
See you guys next week.
See, he's out.
All right, you're out on that one. All right, thanks. Fair enough. Go get a win today.
Thanks, Matt.
All right.
We'll see you.
Back at Truro. He leaves on a hit, man. He's not going to take another swing at it
I'll ask you this one. Right. First of all, Mac, have you ever heard of this guy? And Josh, tell me the team. 88 score. We're featuring Charlie Huff.
Charlie Huff, sure. Texas Rangers.
Yeah, absolutely. Mac, you have no idea who
he'd
that
have
is.
Got that one. He'd have got that one.
Do you know who the first pitcher ever in Florida Marlins history was?
Dontrell Willis.
Charlie Huff.
Oh, Charlie Huff. Oh, true. Wow. That's right. That okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Say that. Yeah. Maddie Q drops by every week, brought to you by Century Roofing, your hometown roofing team, KC-based and female-owned. Century Roofing, CenturyRoofingKC.com. Royals and Marlins today, a 1:10 first pitch here on 610 Sports Radio. That means Vern's On Deck show comes your way at noon today. It's been often said the Chiefs are a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
False. They're a Hallmark movie. Next. You pick the music on the way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you may be given the credit.
This was from Gene in Texas, or Gene in Chicago. God bless Texas.
Yeah, which is odd. Somebody in Chicago would request this song. Gene Watson.
Watson, yes!
Oh, wow. Mac was on it. I thought maybe we'd get him there. He was ready to go.
Not this time. Mm.
I figured he was in Austin today, the welcoming committee.
Welcoming committee for Schlossnagel.
And we'll get
I'm at my dream job!
We'll get to him.
See you later.
Again in the next thing. That's too fun to not do that again.
Oh, my God.
So, the show brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. From the text line 816. Oh, so that's why Lugo left at 87 pitches last night and the bullpen blew it. Got it.
Yep. We got the explanation from Matty Q. I knew there were a lot of people wondering why. I think he's, if I'm not mistaken, and I could have read this wrong, 37 or 87 innings away from his all-time high in innings.
And he's like the league leader, right? In innings or something?
He's up there,
This year or whatever?
Yeah, right.
There's always an explanation.
And again, what Q said too, sometimes there's a 7-pitch inning, so we don't care about that one, you know?
But there's usually an explanation. You might not like it, but you get the explanation.
Right.
Especially on the baseball side. We say that with Ned a lot. Like,
oh, yeah.
If you're like fuming or whatever, well, just hear them out. Hear the reasoning why. You might not still like it, but you get the reasoning.
But a lot of times you hear the reasoning, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So
he's pitched a lot, and he hasn't pitched a lot. He's you're going to be pushing him to limits he's not seen before.
Right. But you know what? If you're in the playoff race right now, you want to start thinking about,
yeah, extending him, making sure he's going to be good throughout the year.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I am amazed how he runs that pitch com thing, though.
Yeah, it's crazy.
With so many pitches. I mean,
I'd forget what button was.
Again, I was pretty much peaked at, you know, the six plays of Tecmo or four plays or whatever.
Right.
You know, like when it goes to like multiple pages, like hit the button. Hope it's a pass play. I can't imagine every pitch punching that button to tell him what's coming because he throws 15 different pitches.
So Lugo last year pitched 146 in the third innings. That's his career high.
Correct. Because he was not a starter.
Right. He's at 110 already this year. So 146 minus 110, carry the 7. You're 36 innings away from his career high, right? Two other times he's pitched over 100 innings. In 18 with the New York Metropolitans.
As a reliever.
He pitched 101. Right.
I thought he only started last year in San Diego.
He pitched 54 games but started 5.
Okay.
So he pitched 101 and a third for the Metropolitans in 2018. And then you go back to 2017 again with the Metropolitans in he started 18 games that year, pitched 101 and a third innings. And then he pitched 80 and 19, 36 and 20, which really didn't count, 46 and 21, 65 and 22, 146 and 23. Now he's at 110.
Correct. Uncharted territory for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to make sure. And then, you know, a good pitcher, you will say, hey, man, someone give me 200 innings. That'd be great.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, I want him to do 200 innings. He's never done it before.
Right. But you're 90
away. And he's like halfway there. So, yeah, don't do anything to upset that. Have a plan. Stick to the plan. And let's go. So you got the explanation.
Yeah. From the 417, Josh, absolute truth. I'm meeting today with Dr. Randy Watson, Commissioner of Education for the state of Kansas.
You used that one before. I know.
Watson! Yes!
I looked it up. Kansas Commissioner of Education is Dr. Randy Watson.
Watson! Yes!
You can reach Dr. Randy Watson at rwatson@ksde.org for questions about this page.
I was hoping it was Watson,
at ksde.org.
Watson! Yes!
Hey, you can tell Randy Watson we gave his email address out on there. Yeah. People got questions about education.
Yeah. I'm sure he's never heard that before.
Some people don't. Like, education people are, like, smart. They don't know that stuff.
Well, maybe. I would like to think somebody says, Dr. Randy Watson.
Dr. Randy Watson!
And he goes, yeah, I've heard this before. Yeah, yeah, thanks.
Because you and I would do that, right?
But I think this person texted in earlier and said they had a meeting. So did their meeting get canceled and they rescheduled, or are they just trying to get the joke in again?
Right.
So big news yesterday in Chiefs Kingdom. That the Chiefs are collaborating with the Hallmark Channel to bring a Christmas movie to Kansas City, which is just.
Do we have that song?
Fantastic. It almost feels like you need to play the song underneath.
Yeah.
Reading the release from the Chiefs and from Hallmark.
Yeah, I think we do.
So they're combining to have a new original movie shot in Kansas City that will be on the Hallmark Channel. Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. The movie production begins next month. We'll film entirely in KCMO locations, including at the stadium and more. Ed Begley Jr. is going to be in it.
I prefer senior better.
Which I do love. And a couple of actors that if you watched Hallmark movies, they've probably been in most of them.
Well, they're all in them, the same movie. Yeah.
Tyler Hines.
I love his ketchup.
And Hunter King. And Ed Begley Jr. So I'm just going to read straight from the release.
Secret fact, Spectre actually likes this song.
Holiday Touchdown, a Chiefs love story. Elena Higman is sure that her family's lifelong history as Kansas City Chiefs superfans makes them a frontrunner to win the team's Fan of the Year contest. Derek, director of fan engagement, is tasked with evaluating how Elena and her family stack up against two other finalists. As the pair spends time together, it's clear there's a spark between them. How shocking. But when her grandfather's vintage Chiefs good luck winter hat goes missing, Elena begins to doubt everything she believed about fate, destiny, and even questions her future with Derek. Unless, that is, a little Christmas magic can throw a Hail Mary.
Because it's Christmas. Well, if anybody can throw a Hail Mary at Christmas, it's Patrick, except if it's against the Raiders. Then he throws it to them.
So, I mean, this has got so much potential to it.
Oh, it's great potential.
Earlier in the show, we went over who should make cameos. Fantastic. But what locations do they need to be at?
There are only four, in my opinion. Brookside, Crestwood, Waldo, and Prairie Village. Those are great little small, like I'm thinking Hallmark movies, you know, where they do like a quaint street scene.
Okay.
All those areas have quaint little street scene areas.
Okay.
And obviously the Arrowhead's going to be featured in it. Yes.
I have other ones, I guess.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
The bridge everyone runs into.
Oh, the Independence Bridge. Right. Yeah.
Good one.
If you're going to be at the stadium, you might as well be at the handball courts behind the stadium.
Oh, my God. Those are good, too. Yeah.
Down.
Those are good. Raytown Road.
Down on Raytown
there.
Road.
Yeah, I like that.
Right there.
I see people at those. It's crazy. Almost every time I go by.
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, downtown Parkville's a good one, too. I love that call. Weston would be a good place, too.
Sure.
Those are all quaint, beautiful little areas. Where else you got?
The parking lot of the Taco Bell.
Oh, that's right. The only thing that made it out here is Taco Bell.
I think you got to do something about, you know, they have a chance encounter
at the Taco Bell
near the stadium.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do like that. Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to really do it right, I think you have to go to Legends.
Oh, of course. Where the new stadium may be.
Just to stir the pot a little bit. Mm-hmm. You have to do something at Legends.
But they said it's only going to be filmed in Missouri, so I'm not watching unless it's filmed in Kansas.
That's true. I mean, what are the chances these people are going to know?
Ed Begley Jr.?
Ed Begley Jr. is going to be like, I'm in Kansas, Missouri. Like, you're in Missouri, sir. I'm like,
what does he care?
Fine.
None of us should really care. Yeah. It's all the metro area, right?
Yeah.
Anywhere else?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean, I think there's
Splash Park in Raytown?
I think you said Crestwood. I was thinking, what's the putt-putt?
Oh, yeah. Crestview, right? Isn't it? Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Independence.
Cool
there.
Crest.
Cool Crest.
I was thinking Cool Crest.
Yes.
So you have to, they go out on a date to Cool Crest?
Yeah.
Something like that? I mean, come on.
Hang on. Breaking news.
913-586-7610.
Somebody said they got rid of the handball courts on Raytown Road.
Really?
Really? Whoa. I swear I just recently saw them.
I did, too. Maybe I just believed it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, they can stop by that place by gate 4 that used to be a bar, I think, and now looks like some kind of, I don't know, storage unit place.
That's right along
between gates 4 and 5. It's closer to gate 4.
Oh, I don't know.
And it's like a little tucked in place, and I think there used to be a hole in the wall bar there.
You talking about the old Macy's? That was on the other side of the
A little hole in the wall bar, though. But now they got a bunch of fencing up, and they just like stashed
stuff there. I don't know that I've ever seen that. There's always a good couch coming back through the back way there on the side of the road.
I can't believe the handball courts are gone. That's terrible.
Bonner Springs, somebody says they should be at. The Shady Lady's a good one. Touche's in Overland Park would be great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did y'all mention the...
Too cliche, man.
Wow.
Like,
it's Hallmark.
I know. Don't do it at Crown Center.
They're not the Plaza lights.
They're not Plaza. They're Crown Center.
I see what you're saying. Okay. Yeah, gotcha.
Hallmark owns Crown Center. Why would you promote the Plaza?
That's a good point.
All right. So you go get something delivered on the train.
Yeah. You had the Christmas trees there. You know, you got that going for you.
Drop your plate of fries off the train thing at the place.
The Westin always has a nice Christmas display. Fritz's,
that's it.
Yep.
You can get a good chocolate-covered something in that chocolate store there. It's fantastic. Right. Maybe they do some drawings at the crayon
place. Could do that, yeah. Tammy from the Westin needs to make a cameo in this as well. She delivers, like, the ring to the room or something like that.
They're allowed to go play in the water.
Yeah, but it's wintertime.
Well, it's Christmas, though.
Yeah, and then you go over to Union Station, and you do the magic of Union Station at Christmas. Like, you don't need the Plaza for this at all. And if you're Hallmark, I wouldn't feature the Plaza in this at all. This is Hallmark. You do Crown Center.
Do they skate there?
You do the skating. Yeah.
Okay.
All that's at Crown Center.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Crown Center should be featured very prominently in this.
All right.
This is really cool. It really is awesome to see how this brand has grown and where we've been over the last year. You know, this week alone, Travis was on stage dancing at the Eras Tour and hanging out with a prince. And now Hallmark is doing a movie based on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm.
It is outstanding. I love this.
So what should not be included in the movie?
The mayor.
Oh, wow.
Frank White.
Someone want to know how many Frank bucks this movie is going to cost.
Lots.
To shoot.
Yeah. Billions. Yeah.
But think of the financial impact.
Yeah.
Of Hallmark being here.
Yeah.
She should have questioned what she believed in when the Denny's burnt down.
Yeah.
On the 913. I said this to you guys yesterday. I felt a little bit let down because I was kind of disappointed they've already got the plot.
Yeah.
Because I think we could have built the plot for them.
It's pretty simple. Girl comes back to town, falls in love, saves the team. I mean,
sure.
It's, you know.
But the other ancillary stuff around the plot,
of course.
It was a little too mapped out for me. I wanted it to be a little more of a blank canvas for us to all build for them for this Christmas movie. But they did take care of some of those details already. The script's already been written.
Yeah, we need to have a sideline reporter cameo. I agree.
100%. Yeah.
I think that I'm not even gonna ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
I know Cody's out here begging to be in the movie,
but then he's not.
Okay,
yeah.
And writing
Cody
emails,
has as much chance as you
doing
do.
Stuff. And
if you were going to be the voice of the Steelers, I'd get you in this movie. I got it in. I actually know who's casting the extras.
I'm not telling
Cody.
I'm just saying this is going to be shot at the stadium. I feel like I'm a natural for this. The fan of the year thing. They're going to have me interview.
100%.
They're going to have me interview the gentleman in the plaid. Because they all wear plaid, right?
Mm-hmm. They're all lumberjacks.
The male character has a
LL Bean catalog looking guys. Yeah.
So I might get to interview Ed Begley Jr. or something.
That'd be fun.
So I got a feeling. I got to think I'm in it.
Yeah.
Without even asking.
Everybody was talking about cameos earlier, you know, about this movie. Andy Reid needs to be in this movie, but not as Andy Reid. Andy Reid needs to be in this movie when you're least expecting him. Guy at the counter eating a cheeseburger. Guy in line you're behind. Fan at the game. Like, there has to be a cameo for Andy. And I believe Andy should be the only one from the organization that makes a cameo in this movie.
Dang.
And just have him in there doing something that's not Andy Reid.
Although,
and where you look at it, you go, holy crap, I think that was Andy Reid.
Now, Santa Claus?
No, too easy. Easy.
I'm combining the two, though.
Because
somebody said in Santa Claus earlier, which I do like, Bob wants something a little more nondescript. He makes an appearance early as this whatever, and then he reappears later, and you're like, oh my God, I think that same guy is Santa Claus.
Oh, I like what you did there.
So he is town folk.
Uh-huh.
But almost like hidden identity.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm not so sure that wasn't town folk from earlier.
Yeah.
That makes an appearance at Santa Claus.
So
I kind of like that.
What about this for Andy Reid, though? What if he's Elena's father who's trying to become the super fan, and it's actually Andy Reid?
I think that's Ed Begley Jr.
Oh.
I think that's already been cast. Yeah. I think that's already been cast.
Well, I mean, Andy's good. This is my stadium.
I think that's Ed, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe. Someone says, what? Andy the only cameo? What about Carson Wentz?
I hope he doesn't make any cameos.
I think that would be great. If it's just a random Chiefs in it and it's Carson Wentz, it would be great.
Yeah. What about Bugs?
No, Bugs is not in this movie.
I don't think he's making it.
Bugs has been cut from this movie, I believe. When the credits roll, Josh better be listed as man eating a hot dog with mayo.
I like that, too. A16. Yeah.
You have to bring it to the field this year just in case they're shooting.
Yeah.
Like, accidentally.
Here's a good one from the 816. Here's the plot. Girl comes home to take care of dying father, takes him to a Chiefs game as his dying wish. He takes his last breath while Kelsey catches a game-winning touchdown, but then wakes up and says, just kidding, as he pounds a 32-ounce beer. Love it.
That's pretty good.
That's good.
It's pretty good. See, that's why I didn't want them to have the complete script.
Right.
I think we could have helped.
From the 913, Andy wearing a red flannel shirt, putting the Christmas tree on top of the car is the only way. That's a brilliant idea. That is brilliant right there. He's the Christmas tree stand guy.
Yeah. I kind of like that, too. That's good.
I do like that. That's really good. Randy Reid could be in it as well.
Mm.
I don't know that they have the budget for Stone Street. Or Rudd or Riggle or any of them, right?
Yeah.
From the 913, better news, the bagel sandwich is back at McDonald's. Thank you, Joe, for texting in this morning.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. You're funny, 816.
Which one?
I believe it would be the top one currently.
Oh, the top one. I'm way down. Yeah. Oh, that's a really good one. 9-0 is a nice one. Yeah. Yes. We all like cookies.
Yeah, everybody loves cookies.
You know who likes cookies? Wigs.
Mm. You can continue to weigh in ideas, 913-586-7610, even though the script is apparently already
written.
We're
changing it.
It's a little bit sad to me.
A lot of people want Andy to be the fry cook at a diner, too, if people are coming in with that.
Mm-mm. Love that.
Man gets mad at media and then proves them right. Yeah. Next. Musical interlude. Brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com.
You had mentioned in the break, Josh, that you're like, I like how they're mentioning that this is going to be filmed in Missouri. And I was like, well, there's a reason for that, because Missouri has what they call the Missouri Film Commission, right? And they've been around since 98. My friend, the late Kim Tucci over in St. Louis, used to be on the board of this. He used to share the stories about how they would fund things so people would come to Missouri and film movies and whatnot. So if Missouri's putting in a lot of money, they're not filming in Kansas.
Correct. Correct. There's rules. There's protocol.
Yeah. Yeah, there's tax incentives and things of that nature.
Will Dan Kilgore be appearing? Valid question from the 660.
Yeah.
I don't know. If that was a cameo, it'd be amazing. Although, would we know?
We wouldn't know.
That'd be the thing. A lot of people would like Andy to be the fry cook at a burger joint. I think that'd be good.
Mm-hmm.
Or a diner.
Right.
Or if he's the Santa, could they have Creed and Trey Smith as his elves?
Now, that would be funny.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be funny.
A couple of bookends there as elves. Yeah. Would be pretty amazing.
Don't mess with Santa.
Yeah.
How about an election goes wrong and the Chiefs move to the Kansas side as the theme?
Santa sits down and says, time's yours.
Yeah. I do like this from the 913. They need to have the 1060 Sports Talk interview the finalists with morning show Bill Bresco and Joe Kingler. Because that's typical TV.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. A fake.
Yeah. From the 816, wasn't Bugs in the most recent Cops episode featuring Independence, Missouri? From the 816.
Maybe. Tell me if you've heard this one before.
No.
Athlete or coach gets mad at media.
Yes.
Few hours later, media was right.
Oh, like all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
The latest, I guess, comes from, Texas A&M and Texas don't like each other.
What?
And it's a fierce battle. Even
shocker.
Even so, now it's over the baseball coach.
Yeah.
Apparently, because a few minutes removed from losing the national championship game, the Texas A&M coach, Jim Schlossnagel. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, Schlafly. Jim Schlossnagel.
Please take the rest of the day.
I've been given the day off so many times. They just keep pulling.
You
me
got
back
a
in.
Lot coming up.
Schloss, as he's known to his friends.
Schlafly.
Schloss, as he's known to his friends, has been the Texas A&M baseball coach. But now he's leaving to be the Texas baseball coach. Immediately after they lost in the finals, he got mad at a reporter for asking him about it.
Mm-hmm. Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
Press conference over.
You ever say I'm doing that?
I'm doing that. Gets up and walks away, and how disrespectful it was. And they took the job.
Yeah.
He took the job.
He took the job
the reporter
later
was asking about, like, when they returned to campus.
Yeah. I hate when coaches and athletes do that kind of stuff. They try to bully the media. And in the day and age we are right now, everybody's going to gang up on the media, right? It's just the natural thing to do. We got to defend our coaches and defend our athletes. The media isn't dumb. We're not out here rabble-rousing. We're not out here trying to create stories.
And also, don't pretend like you're not leaving.
And don't pretend like you're
like, you get all high and mighty basically saying, I'm not leaving. This was a job I gave up a lot to go to, blah, blah, blah. They say, oh, yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, don't be a jerk like that. He doth protest too much. The guy was a jerk. Yeah. There's no other way to put it. That was a jerk move.
So He's now the new coach at Texas.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless Texas, right?
Pile of money.
I'm still trying to figure out what's selfish about it. He called the reporter selfish.
Yeah, right. Well, you're trying to make a name for yourself by asking this tough. Dude, the rumors were out there. This is the last time we're going to see you. We're asking the question. You lost the game. It's over. We got to move on. Clearly you are.
Yeah. You've already decided.
Yeah.
Probably anyway.
I mean, it was already decided, right?
Bob's traveling for a little bit here, going on a little trip.
Going on a little family vacation, my whole family. Yes, my parents, my sister, her family, my family. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. No, I'm being serious about that.
I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's going to be a lot of fun.
On the line. My dad's 75th birthday, so he's taking us all to Italy for this 2-week family vacation.
Nice.
Yeah. My sister's already there. Of course, her luggage was lost, which is just karma. I mean, it's so good. She has been like detailed planning this trip for a year for her side of the family. And we're like, we're not doing any of that. And like, she lost her luggage. And I'm like, this is why we only take carry on, right? It's stuck in a warehouse in London, I think, now, right? And so it's
odds of getting that back.
Zero. Yeah, she already said that. That's not happening. So she's like, I said to her today, this morning, she's complaining. I said, I got some extra Kohl's cash. Do you want me to bring it with me? There's got to be a Kohl's over there, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't bet on that.
So anyway, I'll be gone for a couple weeks, and then I come back, and you leave forever.
Now, you said something you're going to be doing on this trip that was interesting.
Am I allowed to say that on the air?
I think so.
I mean, you can't just voice stuff on me because I'm leaving.
No, I'm not going
so
to.
So I can continue to say, I can just say what I want.
So
Kling's like, yeah, sure, go for it.
So there's this it's story.
I'm saying it's a term that's being used now. I don't know.
I don't want to say it. Get Spectre in here. See you out there. Get Spectre in here real fast.
We don't have time to make the decision.
So I'm not going to say it, but what they say is you're not supposed to download anything now on your phone, and you're supposed to just watch the flight pattern the entire time on the airplane that you're on there.
Why?
Because it's supposed to put you in Zen, and you're supposed to get a great restful night's sleep by doing that, and people don't bother you because they think you're weird. So you're supposed to sit there, no headphones, no laptop device, no desktop, and just watch you've been on these bigger planes where they have the flight that flies across, so you see where you're going, right?
I like the screen.
You're supposed to watch that.
Oh, that can't possibly be true.
People are doing this now.
That feels like it's going to make the trip way longer.
Right. It's called like, raw something on the plane. I'll just put it that way. And it's like popping up. This article has popped up everywhere.
I'm not going to dog you about this, but.
Right. Thank you. You're not going to raw?
No, I said I'm not going to dog you about
this. Oh, okay.
But I would imagine watching the plane is much like, you know, watching water boil or washing machine or paint dry. All those things that are going to be having. Watching the plane
fly.
That would make it go so much slower.
Oh, I would think. But people have said now, at least these people who are doing this, that, it makes the flight go by a lot faster. I don't know.
You got to load up on movies and stuff or you
try to sleep because it's a night flight. You land in the morning, you want to get going,
or you use their services.
Did you sleep on the way to Germany?
Heck yes.
Yeah,
I missed one of the meals.
That's okay though. Yeah.
they had a couple. I got the first one and just went right to sleep. I didn't take anything.
You were just out.
Yeah.
Did you guys leave at night when you left for over there?
No, it was.
I can't even remember.
Earlier in the day, I believe.
Yeah, I felt like you left like 11 or so. You left like earlier.
But no, I.
You were out the whole time. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melatonin and NyQuil.
Well, have a fun time.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks for making me stay longer.
Yeah.
I was out. Well, let's go vacation.
This was supposed to be behind the scenes.
I was trying.
Yeah.
I was trying to coincide with your trip.
Couldn't get away long enough.
It pulled me back in.
We're on a mission to keep him for good.
So Binkley will join me the next couple of days.
That's why he was asking when I was leaving.
To finish out the week. Of course, that's why he was asking. He wasn't curious about your trip. He wanted to know when he needed to come in. So Bink will be in with me tomorrow and Friday. So if you missed any of the show today, you can catch up anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Good luck dogging.
Thank you. It'll be raw.
Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
K Kingler. Because that's, you know, that's typical TV.
Correct. A fake.
Yeah. From the 816, wasn't Bugs in the most recent Cops episode featuring Independence, Missouri? From the 816.
Maybe. Tell me if you've heard this one before.
No.
Athlete or coach gets mad at media.
Yes.
Few hours later, media was right.
Oh, like all the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
The latest, I guess, comes from, you know, Texas A&M and Texas don't like each other.
What?
And it's a fierce battle. Even
shocker.
Even so, now it's over the baseball coach.
Yeah.
Apparently, because just a few minutes removed from losing the national championship game, the Texas A&M coach, Jim Schlossnagel. Mm-hmm. It's hard to say, Schlafly. Jim Schlossnagel.
Please take the rest of the day.
I've been given the day off so many times. They just keep pulling.
You've got
back
a
in.
Lot coming up.
Schloss, as he's known to his friends.
Schlafly.
Schloss, as he's known to his friends, has been the Texas A&M baseball coach. But now he's leaving to be the Texas baseball coach. Immediately after they lost in the finals, he got mad at a reporter for asking him about it.
Mm-hmm. Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question, but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. So write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
Press conference over.
You ever say I'm doing that? I'm doing that.
Gets up and walks away, and how disrespectful it was. And they took the job.
Yeah. He took the job the reporter was asking about,
like, when they returned to campus.
Yeah. I hate when coaches and athletes do that kind of stuff. They try to bully the media. And in the day and age we are right now, everybody's going to gang up on the media, right? It's just the natural thing to do. We got to defend our coaches and defend our athletes. The media isn't dumb. We're not out here rabble-rousing. We're not out here trying to create stories.
And also, don't pretend like you're not leaving.
And don't pretend like you're
like, you got all high and mighty basically saying, I'm not leaving. This was a job I gave up a lot to go to, and blah, blah, blah. They say, oh, yeah, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah, don't be a jerk like that. He doth protest too much. The guy was a jerk. Yeah. There's no other way to put it. That was a jerk move.
So, he's now the new coach at Texas.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
God bless Texas,
here's a big
right?
pile of money.
I'm still trying to figure out what's selfish about it. He called the reporter selfish.
Yeah, right. Well, you're trying to make a name for yourself by asking this tough. Dude, the rumors were out there. This is the last time we're going to see you. We're asking the question. You lost the game. It's over. We got to move on. Clearly you are.
Yeah. You've already decided.
Yeah.
Probably anyway.
I mean, it was already decided, right?
Bob's traveling. For a little bit here, going on a little trip.
Going on a little family vacation, my whole family. Yes, my parents, my sister, her family, my family. Should be a lot of fun. Can't wait. No, I'm being serious about that.
I couldn't tell.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
On the line.
My dad's 75th birthday, so he's taking us all to Italy for this 2-week family vacation.
Nice.
Yeah. My sister's already there. Of course, her luggage was lost, which is just karma. I mean, it's so good. She has been like detailed planning this trip for a year for her side of the family. And we're like, we're not doing any of that. She lost her luggage. And I'm like, this is why we only take carry on, right? It's stuck in a warehouse in London, I think, now, right? And so it's
odds of getting that back.
Zero. Yeah, she already said that. That's not happening. So she's like, I said to her this morning, she was complaining. I said, I got some extra Kohl's cash. Do you want me to bring it with me? There's got to be a Kohl's over there, right?
I don't know. I wouldn't bet on that.
So anyway, yeah, I'll be gone for a couple weeks, and then I come back, and you leave forever.
Now, you said something you're going to be doing on this trip that was interesting.
Am I allowed to say that on the air?
I think so.
I mean, you can't just voice stuff on me because I'm leaving.
No, I'm not going
so
to.
So I continue to I can just say what I want.
So
and, yeah, Kling's like, yeah, sure, go for it.
So there's this it's story.
A term, well, I'm saying it's a term that's being used now. I
yeah,
don't know.
I don't want to say it. Get Spectre in here. See you out there. Get Spectre in here real
fast.
We don't
have time. We have time to make the decision.
So I'm not going to say it, but what they say is you're not supposed to download anything now on your phone, and you're supposed to just watch the flight pattern the entire time on the airplane that you're on there.
Why?
Because it's supposed to put you in Zen, and you're supposed to get a great restful night's sleep by doing that, and people don't bother you because they think you're weird. So you're supposed to sit there, no headphones, no laptop device, no desktop, no nothing, and just watch the. You've been on these bigger planes where they have the flight that flies across, so you see where you're going, right? You
have
those,
like I'm sure,
right?
I like the screen.
You're supposed to watch that.
Oh, that can't possibly be true.
People are doing this now.
That feels like it's going to make the trip way longer.
Right. It's called like, raw something on the plane. I'll just put it that way. And it's like popping. This article has popped up everywhere.
I'm not going to dog you about this, but.
Right. Thank you. You're not going to raw?
No, I said I'm not going to dog you.
Oh,
about this.
Okay.
But yeah. I would imagine watching the plane is a much like, you know, watching water boil or
right
paint
the
dry.
Washing machine or paint dry. All those things that are going to be having. Watching the plane
fly.
It's got to that would make it go so much slower.
Oh, I would think. But people have said now, at least these people who are doing this, that, it makes the flight go by a lot faster. I don't know.
No, I think you got to load up on. Movies and stuff or
you try to sleep because it's a night flight, you land in the morning, you want to get going,
or
so.
You use their service.
Did you sleep on the way to Germany?
Heck yes.
Yeah,
I missed one of the meals.
That's okay though. Yeah.
they had a couple. I got the first one and just went right to sleep. I didn't take anything.
You were just out.
Yeah.
Did you guys leave at night when you left for over there?
No, it was.
I can't even remember.
Earlier in the day, I believe.
Yeah, I felt like you left like 11 or so. You left like earlier than
Yeah. But no, I
went you were out the whole time. You have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Melatonin and NyQuil.
Well, have a fun time.
Thank you. I will.
Thanks for making me stay longer.
Yeah.
I was out. Well, let's go vacation.
This was supposed to be it behind the scenes.
I was trying.
Yeah.
I was trying to coincide with your trip.
Couldn't get away
Didn't
long
work.
Enough.
It pulled me back in.
We're on a mission to keep him for good.
So Binkley will join me the next couple of days.
That's why he was asking when I was leaving.
To finish out the week. Of course, that's why he was asking. He wasn't curious about your trip. He wanted to know when he needed to come in. So Bink will be in with me tomorrow and Friday. So if you missed any of the show today, you can catch him anytime, 610sports.com or the Odyssey app. Good luck dogging.
Thank you. It'll be raw.
Cody and Gold are next on 610 Sports Radio.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.